So you've had some heroin-related arrests made recently in McDonough County. Is this a drug that's of major concern now? Is this larger than meth?
It's growing. It's growing in the larger areas, and then we're seeing an increase here in McDonough County. We don't want to get to a point like meth got to, in the late 90s, early 2000. So we're trying to get ahead of the problem.
What do you attribute this to?
To me, it takes two things for a drug to become a problem in a community. One is the increase in supply, which increases the demand. Or, on the other hand, if demand increases, the supply increases. And we're seeing a little bit of both here in the county.
Is this a problem? Would you call heroin a problem in McDonough County right now?
It's an emerging problem. It's the type of drug that we don't want in the community. Of course, we don't want any drugs, but this is higher on the list. Not only is it highly addictive, it's dangerous. The purity of the heroin fluctuates, and it typically ranges between 40 and 60%. And there's been a big influx in overdoses in the larger communities because they're used to a certain percentage, and then all of a sudden they get the more pure form, and they have several overdoses. And that's a concern as well.
Do you have a feel for who would be a typical heroin user?
Now, back in, I want to say 2009, 2010, we busted up a heroin ring here in Macomb on Lafayette Street. It was where those arrests were made. And that was semi-related to college-age people. This latest round has been more local, older users. So it's varied in our experience.
What can you tell us about Operation White Cougar?
It's now called Operation Three Strikes. It's an ongoing investigation with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Central District. Two people have been indicted, and the investigation's ongoing, and there will be multiple arrests forthcoming.
Why the name change?
Don't know. I U.S. Attorney's Office, we collaborate on that, and they decided to change that name.
You, at the end of May, you seized some more heroin. There weren't any arrests associated with that. Can you tell us more about that?
The investigation's ongoing, and we do that in secrecy until the indictments. And during the investigation, during the course of it, there have been two seizures of heroin, and the rest will be forthcoming along with others.
The seizure at the end of May, was that also from the Robin Myers house, or was that from someplace else?
It is all related, and it's not from the Myers house. It's a different residence.
How does heroin use compare to meth use right now?
I think it's methamphetamine at this point in McDonough County is under control. It's out there. And but it's not to a point that it was before. I consider it controllable. I consider the heroin issue controllable at this point. And with the federal investigations, the federal indictments, in my opinion, has really helped us in the methamphetamine problem area. If you look around to the other counties, all the problems they're having, I feel like we're fortunate to have this relationship with the U.S. Attorney's Office and we did over 50 indictments for the methamphetamine, and I really truly believe that helped McDonough County control that problem. We're going to do the same thing with heroin. Right now, I would consider them equal at this point, equally concerning.
McDonough County is your jurisdiction, but will this whole thing eventually be a multi-county investigation?
At this point, it's still just McDonough County at this point.
Has heroin replaced meth for certain users, or are these separate sets of users?
I believe it's a both. I think the addictive personality looking for that particular feeling would probably abuse either one.
The meth that was used in McDonough County, was most of that locally made?
Yes. Yes, it was. And when I say local, surrounding counties and in McDonough County.
And what about heroin? Where is that coming from?
It's being imported from the larger cities. You can look at Peoria, Chicago, Quad Cities would be the first source.
Mm-hmm. Well, I take it it's not manufactured there. I mean, do you have a feel for where it's originating?
Beyond that, I could not tell you. It's a byproduct of the opium, the poppy plant. It's an opiate. So what country it's originating from, we don't know that.
How do you as a law enforcement go about discovering that a drug such as heroin is becoming more popular?
It's gathering intelligence, and that's where McDonough County is really fortunate that we all work together. All the information comes into a central hub, and when arrests are made, you know, everybody realizes the importance of gathering the intelligence, you know, getting the information from citizens and criminals alike. And we take that information and we move forward with that information. And we're aggressive in that area. And we have people that work very hard in that area, spend a lot of time doing the investigations, making the arrests. And I do appreciate their efforts.
Are you looking to arrest users? Are you looking to arrest dealers or both?
We want the dealers. We'll arrest users, of course. But we made a decision 5-6 years ago. We want the higher-ups. We want to get the people that are distributing, and been very successful in that area.
Do you feel at all that users perhaps need treatment more than punishment?
At times. I'm a firm believer that people should be given a chance. But when you get to the second and third times, it's a different story. But and I believe the system's set up that way for the most part for people to make one mistake. But when you get past that, and it becomes a danger to the community.
What should people look for from your office, I guess, in the coming weeks or months? Do you anticipate more arrests?
There are going to be several more arrests in be federal indictments that will be held in federal detention facilities, and I expect it to happen in the near future.
Can you explain what's the difference between having, I guess, local charges and federal charges?
In a federal conspiracy case, we don't necessarily have to have the drug in hand. We can do what's called a historical weight. It's pretty involved, but at the end of the day, when the investigation's done, it's submitted, and if they've been involved in distributing heroin in this case, they can be indicted and convicted. Locally, you typically go with what's in hand. You don't have what's called a conspiracy.
Are the penalties more severe at the federal level?
They are. They have federal mandated guidelines, and when they're sentenced, they serve 85% of the time as opposed to 50% in the state system. It is a deterrent in the methamphetamine area. To me, that was the only thing some of these people are afraid of, is the federal system. And that also helps us continue the investigation as well. If they cooperate in the federal system, there is things in place to help them with their sentence.
What has to happen with a crime for it to go from local to federal?
I don't want to educate the criminals too much, but in this case, the distribution of heroin, a lot of times it's weight. I won't be specific on that. Anything done with a gun, a crime committed with a gun, can be taken federally. And we have a great working relationship with the U.S. Attorney's Office. And if that meets the guidelines, we've got that ability to take it that direction.
Anything you want to add about this?
No. I just, once again, I appreciate the efforts the investigators are putting into these cases. This gets a lot of attention, but I want to assure the citizens that McDonough County is a safe place to live and raise your children. And the fact that we bring this to light, I don't want people to get overly concerned. because if we weren't doing our job and it wasn't brought to light, it wouldn't be an issue. But the fact that we are aggressive and we'd go after these people makes it seem like it is worse than what it is. But I assure people that Macomb, McDonough County, is a safe place.
How bad would you say it is?
On a 1 to 10 level, right now I put it at about a 4 or 5.
10 being terrible.
10 being an absolute worst. Methamphetamine.
Heroin.
And, you know, the thing we went through back in the late 90s, you know, with methamphetamine, that was a 10. I felt like law enforcement got overran during that time period. Right now I'd put both meth and heroin around a 4 or 5.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Rich.